Jesus says, I do not accept human praise. Easier said than done, huh? To become more like Jesus, to not base our lives just upon human praise. He says, how can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? That's it. To be able to receive daily praise, daily encouragement about our true identity in God sounds very different than human praise, because it's not based on external accomplishments, but on an internal identity and relationship that the Father delights in us, first and foremost because we're his child. And then what I do or don't do, makes sense or brings in more meaning only to the extent that I'm doing it from that identity, from that relationship that I live with God, rather than to do it to be noticed or praised or pointed out by someone outside of me. Because once we start looking for the human praise, we'll do all sorts of crazy things. Look at what Aaron did. Made a crazy little molten calf, and they worshiped it. How stupid can we get? But he liked the praise he was getting, the human praise. And so he made what he thought was a god. Well, that didn't end up so well. Be careful, all of us, of human praise. We may not make a molten image into a calf, because it's a lot easier to find much more worshipable, is that a word? Things. They're all around us where we get our identity. Cell phones, Facebook, FaceTime, social media, you can go down the list. And we think that is our identity. It's not. So let's beg our dear Lord today that we receive our praise from him.